Well, this might be the most fun you have all day, so you might as well enjoy it right here in the middle of Forgotten America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell among those dodging the question about formal impeachment votes and relying on the flickering hope that somehow the effort will be embraced by voters. Newsflash, it won't. Number two, the war over the ending of no-fault insurance is far from over in Michigan. Today we're sharing stories of survivors and what might be the real cost of changing the law and how some groups say they are far from finished. We'll take it to the voters if they need to, they say. And number one, the pushback. The pushback now on President's announcement to pull American troops out of northeast Syria, leaving the Kurds in fear of ethnic cleansing. What should we do? Here we go. Here's the question for you. If you want to stay in northeast Syria with American troops, how many American lives are you willing to trade for that? How many American lives are you willing to trade for defending northeast Syria, to defend the Kurds? Now, the Kurds have been great allies, make no mistake. But the Turks want to come in and take over that part of the area. The Turkish army wants to take over that area. And if they did that, they'd be in charge of something like 12,000 ISIS prisoners, maybe 15,000. And they say they want that responsibility. The problem is, there's a long-running feud, battle, if you will, that could become a shooting war between the Kurds and the Turks. So which side do you put America on? The Kurds have been a long-time ally, and that's what the blowback is from Republicans against the president's announcement. Mitch McConnell above those saying it's a problem. Nancy Pelosi among those saying it's a problem. Nancy Pelosi, this decision poses a dire threat to regional security and stability. Sends a dangerous message to Iran and Russia, as well as our allies, that the United States is no longer a trusted partner. Reverse this dangerous decision, so says Pelosi. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement, a precipitous withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria would only benefit Russia, Iran, and the Assad regime. And it would increase the risk that ISIS and other terrorist groups regroup. Here's the problem. Turkey wants control there. Turkey is a NATO partner. One of 29 countries in NATO is Turkey. The United States and Turkey are NATO partners, which means if Turkey has a conflict, by treaty, we are supposed to support that position. By treaty, we are supposed to, we don't have the Kurdish rebels in NATO. We have Turkey. How do you navigate that? How do you sort that out? And I come back to how many American lives is it worth to you? Now, I don't like the idea of ISIS regrouping, obviously. I don't like the idea of giving Russia or Iran an upper hand. But in the last couple of years, we have seen Turkey moving closer to aligning itself with Russia. We've seen Turkey becoming less of a secular nation, more of an Islamic republic. We've seen this migration in that direction. If we were to shun Turkey here, the question then becomes, would they leave NATO, form an alliance with Russia and others, and go after the Kurds anyway? And the Kurds fear ethnic cleansing. Of course they do. Because the president has now announced that he would be withdrawing from the predominantly Kurdish enclave in northern Syria. And so they are concerned. I am afraid there will be a process of ethnic cleansing, whether by the Turkish army or the Free Syrian army, or a process of demographic change and people from other regions coming in, said a 32-year-old Kobani-based non-governmental organization worker named Bashir. But we expect a military liquidation against the Kurds. We expect Turkey to call all of us terrorists and destroy us. I don't have a plan, but I'm thinking about running away, said Salih Jai. But I have nowhere to run to. Everywhere we go, there will be killing, displacing, looting. We made sacrifices for ISIS, and now this. The small United States contingent in the area of Syria, once under the Islamic State's control, was considered by many U.S. allies to be an effective use of special operations forces, enough to deter the Syrian regime, Russia, Iran, Turkey, and terrorist groups from purporting to dig too deeply inside the historically Kurdish territory. But ultimately, a little human cost or sacrifice from the U.S. So where do you go from here? And trust me. Some people are incredibly emotional about it. Let's go to Bite 5. Meghan McCain, the daughter of the late senator, lashing out on The View here just yesterday. Bite 5 with Meghan McCain. Go.
So I'm going a little bit rogue, but I've been so mad this morning and so upset about this news that we are abandoning our Kurdish allies in the Middle East. These are allies of ours that American soldiers are still continuing to fight alongside. All we did was arm them and they fought for America. And right now we're just saying we're just going to leave them and abandon them. And to everyone in the White House and every Republican who was mad that President Obama pulled out of Iraq, you feckless, unpatriotic cowards. I cannot believe this is where we're at. Diplomatic lies. And I cannot believe this is what message is this sending to our allies who have fought alongside us and to our American troops who have fought and died for this. And I cannot believe I'm waking up in the morning seeing this kind of news. And I don't care that he ran on pulling troops out. There's a whole different thing. We leave this. This is a great day for ISIS and this is a great day for Assad. And shame on everyone who is supporting this. Right. And I'm sorry this is not the topic, but I just couldn't come out here today and not say this.
No, it's very important.
Yeah, whatever. So here's the deal, though. So we can't go against our Kurdish allies, so we would thumb our nose at our Turkish NATO allies. How do you square that on the ledger? That's my question. It's not rhetorical. Meanwhile, war veteran and Congressman Dan Crenshaw also voicing his deep concern and disapproval of pulling out of Syria. It's bite number six. Bite number six, go.
Hey guys, I want to give you my thoughts on the president's decision to pull troops back from northern Syria and potentially allow the Turkish military to cross over that border. I have some serious concerns about this, mostly because there is no obvious benefit to American national security by pulling our own troops back. We have a very small and cost-effective force there. It provides stability. It protects our allies, the Kurds, and the Syrian Democratic Forces. If you allow the Turkish military to cross over that, we could see some serious hostilities between the Turks and our allies, and that would be a big problem. And again, no benefit to our own national security. So we're going to keep a close eye on this and keep you updated.
And then President Trump tweeting out that if Turkey goes after the Kurds, there'd be a big price to pay for that. But Lindsey Graham says it's a big win for Iran and Assad and a big win for ISIS. So a lot of emotion, to say the least, stirred up as a lot of this. The president tweeted this, though. As I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. Where do you go from there? Do you support Turkey, your NATO ally? Do you support the Kurds, the people that have had your six on the whole ISIS fight? Not an easy answer. But coming up next, we'll have from the White House, Adam Kennedy, on these questions and more. Don't go anywhere.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.